You're listening to BI Radio, brought to you by Cognos, the next level of performance. Check us out online at radiocognos.com.
Hi, I'm Delaney Turner, editor of Cognos Performance Perspectives, the Cognos e-newsletter. Today, we're talking about metrics that matter, specifically metrics in marketing. To my left is Joe Kaufman, Director of Strategic Accounts at KnowledgeStorm. KnowledgeStorm is the Internet's top-ranked search resource for technology solutions and information. And to my right is Brian O'Grady, President of Search Warrant Online Marketing, a search marketing consultancy. Brian, Joe, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Dwayne.
Joe, I'd like to start off with you. Your company markets to other high-tech companies. You deal with data on a daily basis. What were you trying to do with it before your performance management experience, and what were some of the pains that you had?
Well, we as a company have over 3.5 million technology buyers coming into our network each month, and we capture registration from those that are interested in researching technology content on our network. And so we have three main constituents within our company that we were trying to serve with delivering data. The account management team actually leverages the data to recommend improvements to the programs that they're running with us. The customers leverage the data to be able to improve their performance on KnowledgeStorm's network. And then our executives use it internally to measure our performance within different market segments.
What were some of the pains in dealing with that data? What information were you looking for that you couldn't get?
Well, we measure and record everything. So when a user comes to our site, they're required to register before seeing detailed content. So we had a database full of all kinds of information about the users. And so we needed a way to segment that data and provide back some trends and analysis so that the data was usable by the three constituencies I mentioned. Mm-hmm. We were using spreadsheets, essentially, to try to manage the data, and it became clear very early on that spreadsheets wouldn't be able to deliver anything in terms of analysis.
So what kind of decisions were they would customers be making based on these trends?
Some pieces of content may be attracting a different target than what the client originally intended mm-hmm. to attract, and so we then leverage that data to try to point that out, that maybe the content could be there should be a different mix of content, for example, or perhaps there should be new content created that would fill the holes.
Mm-hmm. We talk about marketing effectiveness, which is always hard to prove, hard to measure. Can you talk a little bit about how you measure it yourself now at KnowledgeStorm using the Cognos Performance
sure.
Management?
One of the things we use Cognos for is to deliver data about how the campaigns are performing for our customers. And one of the things we're able to prove is that, for example, the volume and quality of the leads that we're delivering for our clients are on track. Mm-hmm. We have hard numbers now to show them how many leads are being generated, how many impressions are being generated, what the demographics of the users that are finding their content look like, mm-hmm. and we're able to justify the costs that the customers are spending with us on their programs.
Mm-hmm. Brian, I'd like to bring you into the conversation now. You're also working with a lot of the same data that Joe is. Could you tell me how you use it from your end?
The great part about working with this kind of reporting on KnowledgeStorm is you can see exactly what your audience is doing with your material on a weekly basis. And you can modify the material and make your decisions about going forward with it based on that information.
When you open up your KnowledgeStorm numbers, what are you looking at and how is it different from a typical spreadsheet?
The difference is really stark. As a marketer, I'm accustomed to getting all kinds of different reports, usually in spreadsheet form, usually not in time intervals or frequency of my own choosing, and I sort of have to get whatever I can in terms of statistics and feedback on my programs from various vendors. The first time I sat down at my desk and accessed the KnowledgeStorm reporting, quite frankly, I was blown away. I hadn't seen anything like it before, and I can choose which metric I'm interested in looking at, whether I want to look at my information by user demographics, like country or company size. I can take a look at how successful one individual listing is, whether it be a white paper or a podcast, It really puts me personally in control of my program, and it does it in a very professional, attractive visual format, which I can then share with other people. Another challenge it helps me surmount in that way is that often if you get a spreadsheet and you find some numbers that are significant and you want to share it with others, for it to have the same impact on a room full of your peers, you need to spend the time putting that report together in some visually informative fashion. Well, with Knowledge Storm, I can either press print, or I can bring them over to my computer and show them that way. There's really no comparison out there in the market that I've seen to date, and I certainly think it represents a competitive advantage for Knowledge Storm.
Cognos recently published a book called The Performance Manager. We outline the concept of information sweet spots. That is, of all the information that you mentioned that a company can collect, there are specific areas that are more valuable and more important to pay attention to. Can you talk us through maybe one or two of the information sweet spots that you specifically focus on?
Sure. I can talk about this stuff till I'm blue in the face because I actually really love it. And what I love is that it allows you to eliminate the vagueness from these discussions. Suddenly we're all talking about real numbers. But Knowledge Storm, for example, helped us figure out at one point that despite very high demand for podcasts, for example, from our users, very few technology marketers a little while ago were actually providing podcasts. So that represented a big opportunity for us, and we were able to work with our client to develop a lot of top-notch podcasts and get them into that market niche, get them into that opportunity area while the opportunity was still really hot. And that's exactly the kind of data that Knowledge Storm is able to share with us on a regular basis.
And by extension, these would be opportunities that you could continue to follow up and track through the system.
Exactly. Once you post these podcasts, you can compare which ones are doing better. You can also look at data like, for example, if they like the podcast on this topic, would your audience also like a white paper on this topic? Because another thing we've learned, another information sweet spot, so to speak, is that people like to consume their content in different mediums. Not everybody wants to listen. Some people want to read, and maybe a third person wants to watch a demo. And it could all be on the same topic. And traditionally, you might think of that as being redundant for the same audience. But in fact, within the same audience grouping, people like to consume things in different ways. And so now a lot of our listings will actually provide the same kind of content, just in a different medium.
Joe, a final question to you that follows on what Brian was saying. In the Performance Manager book, we talk about marketing being the investment advisor to the business. Can you give us an example of how Cognos has helped you be an investment advisor, either internally or to your own customers?
Sure. Well, both. And Cognos has helped us be an investment advisor for both our customers and for our internal constituencies. For our customers, we were able to make our customers smarter by delivering reporting and analysis of what they were doing. Mm-hmm. Internally, we leveraged the data, the analysis that comes out of the data from Cognos to make strategic decisions about where to grow the business and areas of opportunity that we may have been missing previous.
Mm-hmm. So information sweet spots leading to marketing metrics that matter. Brian O'Grady, Joe Kaufman, thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
What's your roadmap to higher performance? Cognos Performance 2007 is your GPS for navigating the road to performance management. Let us take you in a new direction with solutions for your high-performance enterprise. Discover how to evaluate and use Cognos solutions, meet with your peers, and speak to Cognos experts about how to leverage your Cognos investment. Proceed with confidence and register for Cognos Performance 2007 at cognos.com/performance2007. That's cognos.com/performance2007.
Taking you to the next level of performance. This is Radio Cognos. Check us out online at radiocognos.com.